Hi, and welcome to the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, and healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. In this week's episode, sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi Genzyme, we spoke with Dr. Ezra Cohen from UC San Diego Health, as well as two patients on advanced cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma. To start, Dr. Cohen helped us to understand how common the disease is and what treatment options are available for patients.
How often or how common is it for cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma to become advanced?
It's actually pretty unusual for it to become advanced. Let's define what we mean by advanced. We mean a large lesion that infiltrates deeply. We're talking about lesions that are more than 2 centimeters in diameter, so easily visible, or that goes through all the layers of the skin into the deeper tissues. That's something that would almost certainly cause discomfort, likely would be bleeding or ulcerated, and would be easily recognized by the patient or their healthcare provider. In addition, advanced lesions can spread to lymph nodes. And again, these can be felt as lumps or bumps under the skin. And very rarely, advanced lesions can metastasize. The truth is, cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma is not a highly metastatic disease. It can be, but that would be pretty unusual. So that's what we mean by its presentation. The other category that we put into the advanced patient nomenclature is patients who have recurrent disease, a cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma that may have been resected or treated in some way and now has come back either in the same place or going to a lymph node or something like that. Those would be certainly considered advanced patients. And then the other cofactor in this that can make the disease worse, especially, is patients with immunosuppression, or let's say patients who are immunosuppressed are more prone. For instance, patients who've received an organ transplant in the past, heart transplant, lung transplant, kidney, something like that. Patients who have other medical conditions that are immunosuppressive, or patients who sometimes are on therapies that are immunosuppressive.
So before we get into all of the treatment options, the one I just want to focus on first is immunotherapy. So how has immunotherapy played a role in, you know, changing that prognosis and improving treatment options?
Yeah, it's really dramatically changed, certainly from a medical oncology perspective and for the patients that come to our tumor board. It's dramatically changed the discussion in a number of ways. Let's step back a little bit and talk about some of the biologic factors of cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma that make it a reasonable target for immunotherapy. Because of the UV radiation that induces this, so sun exposure, these cancers often have a lot of mutations. We see that in other types of radiation and especially sun-exposed cancers. So what we call a very high tumor mutational burden is inherent in cutaneous squamous cell carcinomas. In fact, it's the highest mutational burden of any cancer we know. In addition to that, it expresses some markers that would make it prone to responding to immunotherapy. And sure enough, it responds very well to immunotherapy with a response rate of about 50%. Response rate meaning that the cancers in about half the patients that we treat with immunotherapy, the cancers will shrink dramatically. So with that in mind, we now begin to talk about immunotherapy, certainly in patients who are no longer candidates for surgery or radiation, but even earlier in the course, where patients may be candidates, let's say, for surgery, but that surgery would have a dramatic effect on the way the patient looked or their vision or their hearing, something like that. We now would talk about, well, let's try immunotherapy and see if this patient has a good response. And maybe they won't even need that type of surgery. Or if they do need that type of surgery, maybe the extent of the surgery could be much less or the extent of the radiation. So immunotherapy has really, I think, dramatically impacted, especially the most advanced cases.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And so I know you'd mentioned things like surgery and such. So what are the other treatment options that are available for advanced disease?
Yeah, beyond surgery and radiation, and in surgery, I'm including Mohs surgery, which is essentially a very fine procedure that allows iterative or stepwise resection to preserve as much of the tissue as possible. But it really, when it comes down to it, it's a surgical procedure. So beyond surgery and radiation, we don't really have a lot of effective systemic agents. We used to use cetuximab in the past with some effect. It's an agent that does have a good response rate, probably around 30%, maybe a little bit higher than that. It's hard to know exactly because there have never been randomized trials in this disease. But those responses are usually of short duration, lasting a few to maybe several months. We used to use chemotherapy, cisplatin specifically. And again, the same is true, low response rate, short duration of response. And older experiences used to use, believe it or not, interferon. And again, I think that speaks to the fact that immunotherapy works. So now as we have better immunotherapies, if you will, we see a much better effect and with much less toxicity.
Okay. And so one way I kind of like to bring everything all together is, what would you say is your biggest piece of advice for a patient who is facing an advanced diagnosis?
For sure. Biggest piece of advice is ask your patient about immunotherapy and if you're a good candidate for it. I would say number two, all patients with advanced cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma really should be discussed in a multidisciplinary tumor board where you have dermatologists, surgeons, radiation oncologists, medical oncologists, and any other appropriate healthcare provider that can really weigh in on the decision. Because my fear is that patients may not be offered all the options at our disposal in the appropriate context and in the appropriate sequence. And so ask your doctor about immunotherapy and urge your doctor to discuss the case in a multidisciplinary tumor board.
We also spoke with Josh, who was diagnosed in 2017 after having a spot on his forehead removed using Mohs surgery. However, the growth returned, and after a second opinion in 2019, he was referred to MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Following his experience, Josh offered advice for other patients with advanced cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma.
The information's out there. The biggest thing is, like, you have to go into whatever your treatment is with a positive outlook. Like, you have to maintain the positivity. And that was one of the hardest parts about getting the diagnosis, is because it is very uncommon and it's very rare, but if it gets a chance to move, it does, and it's really, really aggressive. So if you've got anything that has been diagnosed squamous cell or you think could be any type of skin cancer, early detection is the key. If I could have stayed on top of mine the way that I needed to, it wouldn't have gotten as bad as it did.
Lastly, we talked to Bud, who was diagnosed previously with basal cell carcinoma and has also received a diagnosis of advanced cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma. He now gets radiation and immunotherapy to treat his advanced cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma and hopes that other patients will learn more about their disease in order to better advocate for themselves.
We talk a lot about how it's important for patients to kind of be involved in their treatment decisions and talking with their doctors. So why do you think it's important for patients to understand their treatment options so that way they can best advocate for themselves when it comes to their treatment?
I think it's important, and especially with this type of cancer, I think that this isn't a regular skin cancer. I mean, I've had squamous cell before, and in the very beginning, you think, oh, come on, I've had this before. They just cut it out, and you're all done. This isn't a regular squamous cell carcinoma. It is a very, very aggressive cancer. And I think the one thing that people need to, or one of the things they need to understand is they need to be aggressive with it. They can't put it on the back burner and say, oh, I've had this before, I'm going to be okay. Well, no, because it gets going really quickly. I think that it really helps for them to be an advocate for their own treatment. I think it's important for them to realize that it's not typical, that they need to consult with other medical specialists. I mean, a lot of people go to like a dermatologist and they pretty well stick with what the dermatologist is saying. I think in this case, they need to go to an oncologist, maybe go to an ENT, go to the different specialists and even a radiation oncologist. But it's really important for them to understand the treatments that are there, because, I mean, you could do radiation. In my case, I was very fortunate with the immunotherapy, because like 4 or 5 years ago, for my type of cancer, if I understand it correctly, they didn't have immunotherapy for it yet. It was still in the testing programs. They had started with maybe melanoma and got that under control, and then they started with squamous. So a couple of years ago, this wasn't available. So they want to be in touch with their own cancer enough to know, hey, I got to talk to people about this. So I think it's really important for them to get involved with not only just the one doctor, but hey, there's a lot of stuff you can do. And if you know your options, and then you help choose the option that you think is best for you, I think you buy into the program a lot better.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.